Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Need Wine. It's Ashley
and Jessica,
and we're back.
So I don't know if you can tell, but look at this.
What in the actual fuck do you,
dude? I am. It's kind of actually starting to turn to like a tan at this point, but I was like insanely sunburned. Look at the one's like this one's darker.
Where were you?
I was at my niece's softball game.
That happened that fast?
Dude, yes, like in an hour and a half to 2 hours. And I was like, I'm going to wear a tank top because, and the only reason that I didn't wear shorts was because I didn't shave my legs. So I was like, well, let me just wear a tank top so I can get a tan, right?
And not have definitely God looking out for you.
Yeah. Well, no, I wish I would have got a tan on my legs, but if I would have wore a t-shirt, it would have been like this, like, you know.
Yeah.
Here.
If you would have worn shorts, it would have been weird.
Well, no, because I normally wear shorts, so I'd rather have a tan. Like, I'm not normally walking around in like a bathing suit, so where you're gonna see like the weirdness.
Okay.
Normally,
okay.
I'll be wearing shorts, so like it would be like I'm tan, you know.
Okay. I got you. I was imagining like jersey shorts, like where the knee is, you know what I'm
basketball
saying?
Basketball shorts or something.
And I'm thinking like, bitch, you usually wear short shorts.
So yeah, no, I would have worn short shorts to the thing, but I just didn't shave my legs. So I was like, oh, let me just throw on like leggings, but let me wear a tank top because I don't want to get a farmer's tan.
Yeah.
So what, I did not expect this. Like, I thought maybe I was going to get like a wash of color, you know?
Yeah.
But I have said this hella time. So if listeners, well, I've said this hella times to you. I don't think I've ever said it on the podcast, but people have called me like as your friend, definitely my whole entire life. Like, I'm the white girl, like I'm super light skinned. But I am actually full Mexican. Both my parents are Mexican. Well, their parents are Mexican. And a lot of my family is like very, my mom, like Ashley knows, my mom's very tan. Like, She has like a nice olive skin tone.
She definitely does.
My dad, obviously he passed away when I was younger. Like, Ashley never met him, but he's probably like my color, maybe slightly a little bit more tan than me, but
I've seen his pictures. He definitely wasn't white.
Yeah. He was like my color, I would say, but he just like tanned more. Like, he's a guy. So he was like outside for work and stuff, you know? So me and my sister are like super light, but my family, like on both sides, like my mom's and my dad's siblings are like literally all different colors, like lighter than my sister, so like white and like way darker than my mom, so like dark. They're all like very like, I have every, that's kind of like how I feel like Latin cultures can be. Like, there's, you'll definitely see like super light skin and super tan. Like, I've seen like light skin like Puerto Ricans, and then tan Puerto Ricans, light Mexicans, redhead Mexicans. Like, there, it's just like weird. It's like a big range. But yeah, like I've pretty much Nick calls me a white girl, my husband, for you guys if you don't know. But it's just like so weird how like certain people or certain, you know, how like it's like I'm not Mexican enough to be a Mexican to the Mexicans, but like I'm not white, so I'm not white. So
I think that, you know, oddly, Barr has always told me that he struggled with that because obviously he's very fair skinned,
right?
And his mom is white. But his dad is even darker than I.
Yeah.
So he's always like, I'm not really white enough, but I'm not really black enough.
Yeah.
Skin tone wise. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and he's always just like, people have always, like in high school, people called him white boy. Like, the brown skin dudes are white boy because he was like fair skin, curly hair. He was the white boy, you know?
Yeah.
But at a white school, they wouldn't have called him the white boy.
Right.
So yeah, it's interesting.
I could see how that he would be very, he's not white enough to be, it's very clear that he is mixed with black, and it's very clear that he's mixed with white. So like,
right.
It depends on what exactly like your surroundings.
And who he's talking
depends to. On your surroundings. You'll either be the white guy or the black guy. And
for me, depending on where I go, I'll either be the ghetto black girl or I'll be the super proper fucking whitewashed black girl.
Right. And like, I don't know, because I went to a school that was very mixed, and I hung out with kind of like a mix also. Like I had white friends, I had Mexican friends, I had Black friends. I wouldn't say there was a ton of Asians, but for the most part, like we were pretty much like a melting pot. But we also, so my last name before, not my current last name, my last name before was like super Mexican, like very, very clearly Mexican.
What was it?
Munoz.
I knew that.
Yeah. So it's very Mexican. And there was a lot of Munozes in my high school, and they were all kind of like related, or like their parent, you know, like they're like had family ties like in Mexico and all this stuff. So I was like super like outsider of that. So a lot of people would think that like I was maybe like one of their cousins or like something like that. But then I would get hella judged because like I don't speak Spanish, and they all speak Spanish, and they all would be like clicked up together. And like I was cool with some of them, you know, like just regular like from school, but it was always like a weird, you know, kind of like I'm sure Bart understands, where it was like you felt like from childhood that like you weren't enough, like you weren't enough, you weren't Mexican enough, or you weren't, I mean, I'm not white, but you know, like I didn't really fit into, like I was like a weird little spot. Like I feel like people from some cultures, like when you're American, you know, like and you're Americanized and whatever else you are, some people are a lot more like accepting. But for some reason I feel like Mexicans, I think it's because we're so close, like they're right there.
Yeah.
So it's like a weird like connection of like, I don't know. It's like a weird spot to be in. And they're very like judgmental. I hate like going to, you know, like Mexican food or something.
Yeah.
I order and I do know how to pronounce it the correct way, but I will like purposely say it in a way that sounds incorrect so that they automatically know that I don't speak Spanish, because if they know, then they'll start speaking Spanish to me, and I'm so fucking like embarrassed.
Yeah.
And it's like a low key I kind of want to learn, but I feel like it's,
I was gonna ask you, do you want to learn?
I would love to, but I feel like it's actually a kind of a hard like thing to do at 32.
No, fuck no.
I think it is. I mean, it's not like impossible, obviously.
ASL, which I feel like
I know my ABCs.
You know that.
Yeah, we learned that in like,
that's not sufficient.
Sixth grade. It would just take you a really long time to have a conversation. You're like spelling out all the words.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to, honestly. But
we'll do it.
Okay, that'll be like my goal. I'm gonna get like a like an app. You got any, if anybody of you listeners, it's like
Skillshare. I like Skillshare.
What is it called?
Skillshare? Yeah.
It's an app. You do like, so Ebony, our friend, she does Russian. She learns, I don't know, she just like randomly did it. Like, I'm gonna learn Russian.
Yeah, that's
and dope. She has like this app, and it's like she does like daily, like,
is it called Duolingo?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to ask her. I need to get on. She speaks Spanish, so which is even worse because she's not even Mexican and she speaks Spanish, and I'm just like, this is embarrassing. Like I'm like disgrace.
I'm tired of losing people.
I know, I hate it. I'm like, I kind of glad that I changed my last name, so then they like don't really know what I am, because my current last name doesn't really sound like anything. It's just like weird.
Just like weird.
Wouldn't really know. I like, it does not like very clearly whatever, you know.
Okay, so can we talk about something, changing topics, but like, yeah. I always say every episode, this is not a Johnny and Amber Heard update podcast.
It kind of is, though.
What update? And I'm so fucking invested.
Me too.
Who in the actual beep hired her team? I mean, I'm getting major divorce court.
On yeah, this. It's so bad.
Like, it's dude, so but bad.
Tell me Johnny's lawyer isn't a fucking beast.
She is.
She's so, I'm like, dude, if I ever... I hope I
can. Props now that she's a young Latina girl, right?
Right.
Okay, wait. So on that topic, so remember we talked about doing a photo shoot on your mom's car?
Yeah.
So Jessica's mom has this super dope old school car, and we were talking about dressing up as Solas. Yep. And so I put it on my story if it was
cool. Oh, yeah. I saw you do that. What happened?
So it was really mixed reviews. I really still don't know. A lot of people were like, girl, I'm Mexican, and no. Because people were like, a chola is basically like a gangbanger. Like,
I feel like it.
I don't know if that's true, but a lot of people were like, it's the same thing as dressing up as a gangster, is a lot of what a lot of people said. A lot of people said it's not a culture, but I don't know if that's true.
I feel like
I feel like it is a culture.
Okay.
I read what a chola is, and from the definition, it was definitely giving cultural appropriation.
It says, a young woman belonging to a Mexican-American urban subculture associated with street gangs.
So yes or no?
I don't know. I mean, like, I guess I would fall under that category minus the street gangs. I just feel like it's such like a vibe in a way that we live in California and like we grew up in that kind of
culture.
I don't know. Yeah. Like I could see how. Yeah, exactly. So I feel like it's very hard for us to understand certain things because we grew up in a place where, to be honest, it's kind of okay to do everything because we're all like friends.
Yeah.
So it's very hard for us to have like a
I think we just share, like, the Bay Area is really a place where we share our culture so much. Like, our culture is, we have no culture. Our culture is the culture that everyone is here.
Right.
And we partake in the culture. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to, especially because obviously I'm coming from a place of pure admiration for how beautiful cholas are. You know what I'm saying? And I would just obviously want to just take part in that and not be disrespectful. So I think that it's hard to find that line because where we're from, like, for instance, like you are a Hispanic friend of mine and you're like, I don't really think, you know, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I have Asian friends who will be like, you can wear like chopsticks in your hair. Like, it's fine. It's beautiful. But then on the outside, people are like, well, you're Black. So I don't know what to do.
Yeah, because you have two different like people coming at you, because you have us around here.
Yeah.
And then you have the world, like you have the world watching you on TV that are seeing your stories and your Instagram and your questions, and they're going to have very different opinions based on, as we've said before, like how you think, like where you grew up is going to affect how you think.
Mm-hmm.
And so for like, if you grew up in a very Christian household or community, I mean, you're gonna think like that. You're gonna think that is normal. And
I think if I was from like Wyoming,
right,
then maybe not.
Right. But I feel like California is like the place for that. Like my mom, dude, let me tell you, I'm gonna pull up like pictures of her back in the day. Like she wore like Dickies, like a wife beater, like a button shirt, like a bandit, like, I mean, that was her, like, that's why she has this car. Right. So like, even me, like, I think
it's so freaking cute.
Dude, she's so cool. Oh, I have a story to tell you. Like, I don't know, like, if I should be telling you on the podcast, but like, it's not really a story, but I'll give you like a little insight. But okay. Yeah, like, I feel like even then, like me being like the daughter of someone who grew up in the Bay Area, like that, old cars, oldies, like all of that stuff. And I'm still like, I promise you, if we did that photo shoot, like people are still going to be super judgmental.
Right.
So at the end of the day, like sometimes you just kind of have to go with what your heart says and like deal with the bullshit.
I'm going to do it, but I just won't include like the flags.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. To be honest, like, it's like I've never even been to Mexico. Like, it's also one of those things where it's like kind of hard where you want to represent like where you're from. But again, like the way I grew up was very, very judgmental. Like, if I wore a shirt or like something that had the Mexican flag, people would be like, you're not a real Mexican. So, like, why are you doing that?
Right.
But it's also like, that's also kind of fucked up because it's like, okay, well, where do you want to put me?
But also, like, you were raised by quote unquote, what is a real Mexican? But anyways, you were raised by quote unquote real Mexicans.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah,
that's your background.
I'm like, my mom speaks Spanish and she cooked Mexican food my whole life. Like,
right.
It's just that I don't speak Spanish. And that kind of is a big thing. So it's like, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like we could do it in a respectful, like super fun way. Like,
yeah,
I love wearing like darker lip liner and like a nude lip, like a dark brown lip liner and like a nude lip, and like that whole vibe. The only thing I feel like I can't do, and maybe it's just me and like the way my eyes are, but I can't do like winged eyeliner.
Why can't you? I feel like I've seen you in winged eyeliner.
You have never seen me in winged eyeliner in my entire life.
Really?
I've tried it like a few times, and I've tried it like
all can you not do it on yourself?
Yeah, so I've tried it. No, it's not that I can't do it. It's that, like, it doesn't look right. Like, I think the way my eyelids are, like, hooded, like, it hides it. Or, like, it looks weird.
You need to do wing liner for hooded eyes.
I've done, like, thick, thin, long, short. And they all just look like...
boo.
Yeah, the only way I feel like I've done it where it looks, like, cute is, like, if I do it with, like, eyeshadow. Like, smoke it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But if I do it with, like, the hard lines, like, I see... it just doesn't, like, I just feel like it doesn't look bad, but it doesn't look good, like, when I see it with other people.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm gonna let you, like, try
your eye shape, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I need to do more, but maybe I just don't care enough to, like, do more research. But then I also feel like for this photo shoot situation, that would be, like, ideal.
That would be ideal. Also the brows, like, I'm gonna have to, like, glue them down and, like,
yeah, do a little more archy. Mine are, like, thinner than yours, so it should be okay. But
I have, like, legit Chewbacca brows.
I know. I feel like my mom's car, and my mom's car is also gold.
It's so
I feel like it'll super go with our vibe on like our colors and
yeah. On it's our so page. Cute.
You guys, let us know. Anybody listening? Any opinions? Hit
us. Cultural appropriation or is it not? Let us know quickly.
Yeah.
I want to talk about something that I don't want to spend too much time on. I just feel like maybe we should address it.
Yeah.
And have a moment for that mass shooting at the Texas Elementary School.
Yes, that was.
I just have to say that there's been, if you're not paying attention, anybody listening, there has been so many mass shootings recently. And I'm like, what's up?
What's going on?
What's up? It's just really unfortunate because I feel like I should be able to send my kid to elementary school.
Right. And not have to worry about, like,
some random person.
Yeah, I get, like, really, I have to, like, emotionally detach from these types of things, and I feel like that's not, like, maybe the right thing to do, but literally, like, when I saw the thing on my phone,
mm-hmm.
I, like, instantly felt like I want to go in a corner, like a cave, and, like, I don't want anything to do, like, it was instantly, especially because we have kids, you know what I mean? It's just, like, so fucking, like,
so much.
The world has so much bad stuff that we know and stuff that we, you know, don't see. But, like, when it's that much in your face, it's, like, you can't, like, run in a cave. Like, you really have to face, like, the crazy shit that goes on. And it's fucking terrifying, to be honest.
Excessive.
We have talked about, like, homeschooling our kids.
I think that's becoming more and more of a reality.
Well, I think a lot of people from the beginning, like from COVID, have made the decision to, like, kind of do that. And I think things like this are only gonna, like, make it bigger, you know?
Yeah.
It's terrifying. Because here's the thing. Anything can happen anywhere, yes. But mostly, unless they're at school, you're going to be with them.
Yeah.
So you're gonna feel like you have more control and more, like, I can protect them. But when they're at school, you relinquish that control over to the school.
Yeah.
So what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to have, like, crazy, like, lockdown Fort Knox schools? Like, because remember, like, I don't know how it was where you went to school, but when I went to school, there was no gates how it is now. Like, it was open. Like, you could just walk on there and walk through the hallways.
Yeah.
So now they have, you know, like, the front gates where, like, you'd have to, you know, they have them open, but during school, like, they close them and stuff like that, right? I'm like, how much more do we need?
I mean, it's getting to a point where I don't want to find out.
Right.
Holly School is pretty secure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure every parent thinks their kid. I mean, Holly School you can't just walk into a school. You have to.
Same with the boys.
Get, like, buzzed in.
Yeah, that's how theirs is too. You gotta, like, press.
But I mean, like, if someone's gonna shatter the glass and go in there because that's already their mindset, what's gonna stop them? The buzzer.
Right.
You know, I just. It's just making even just like shit like the shooting at fucking where was it Knott's Berry. Like, damn.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We can't even take our, like.
Yeah, like, what could, what is. Like, safe.
It was somewhat okay, and I don't even want to say okay, but it was one thing when it was in the streets, like, you know, I'm in the streets, and that was going on. It's another thing when people are scared to literally send, like, these schools are getting shot up,
right?
And I'm about sick of Biden sending prayers. Motherfucker, send something else.
Yeah.
Don't send that motherfucking prayer. They're not working.
Mm-hmm. We got to do something. It's just crazy, honestly. It's, like, very, like, heavy. Especially when you're fucking talking about kids.
Yeah.
You're talking about kids, little babies, like, they're just going to school. You mean some mom sent their, put their kids' lunch in their bag and sent them off and went to work? And, like, who the fuck thinks that something like this is going to happen? Like, it's terrifying. It just makes you, like, want to really, like, hold your kids close and be like, you know what? Like, I don't want you to go anywhere. I just want you to stay here.
That only reassures the fact that our kids are never going to have an inkling of what we had growing up.
No. I mean, obviously, we
play down the block, down the street, walk to Target.
I wouldn't even let them barely, like, maybe... if their friends were next door, maybe.
Right.
But, like, yeah, I used to, you know where I live, like, by Target. Mm-hmm. But if I was a kid, if I grew up here, my parents would have let us walk to Target. Mm-hmm. No problem. Like, here's $10, go to Target and go either one, go buy some milk or whatever we need. Or, like, if you were going to go, oh, go get some popsicles or whatever. Like, it wouldn't even be a thought. We used to go to the, like, corner store that was, like, definitely not within, like, eye view. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, around the corner and up the street, you know?
In seventh grade, I was catching the bus to the BART and the BART to school because I was living in the hundreds with my mom. And I had to take the bus to the BART and I had to take the BART from the hundreds. No. Yeah. From the Coliseum all the way to downtown Oakland.
Yeah.
By myself every day.
Like, can you imagine sending Holly in seventh grade?
I would never.
Never. I used to walk from my elementary school, probably like, so Angenae's 4 years older than my sister. So when she left sixth grade, she went to seventh grade. I think I was in third grade. So in third grade, how old are you in third grade? Like eight or nine, I think.
Really?
Yeah. And I would walk all the way home by myself. And it was probably like, not that close. It was like quite a bit through the neighborhoods.
Yeah,
and it was like the way it was, like, it was kind of like quiet neighborhood. So I'm like, I could have got abducted. Like, nobody would have known. There was no Ring cameras or nothing.
Yeah. It almost makes me just feel like how naive our parents were. But it's like, I think the thing is, social media and the internet has really changed how much we can receive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the reality of it. Now we're so aware, hyper aware.
Right. They were like, we were. The stuff that we get to see, like, that has happened is, like, way more than they ever would have got on the news. Because they got, like, a couple news station channels and, like, that had to cover everything going on. So, like, if somebody, you know, a couple towns over or whatever, like, you just probably weren't going to even know that some kid got, you know, was missing or whatever, you know?
Not only that, like, you can go on the internet and get the raw footage or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even more the terrifying. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another to be able to see it.
Can we? Yeah. Like, I always think, and I don't want to get into, like, specifics, but I always think that I want to see, like, the real thing, you know? I'm like, let me look this up. And I'm going to tell you right now, every single time I regret it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm to the point now where I already, like, know. So I'm like, nope.
It's just too much on the
see that fatal crash, this and that. Like, usually I'd be like, let me see. Now I'm like, nope, didn't see it. Don't want to see it. No.
Because it's heavy on your, like, when I was heavy into, like, the Ukraine Russia thing, and I was, like, on Twitter, like, on people's accounts, and that shit that was, like, real time going on, I was so affected. Yeah. Not that I shouldn't be, because obviously, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, it was getting to be too much.
There's a healthy balance of, like, being aware and not, like, overtaken by it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where I try to be, but sometimes I, like, fall one way or the other, you know?
Sometimes it's hard to not be overtaken by it when you wake up every single day.
Yeah. Well, that's why I usually, like, sometimes, you know, I'll, like, take social media breaks, because sometimes, like, if too much is going on, my brain gets, like, overloaded, and I'm truly trying to, like, be in a positive space as much as I can, even, like, with the negative shit, you know, because, like, bad shit happens to everybody. It's in our lives, or we see it, or our friends, or anybody going through something. But, like, I really try and, like, keep this, like, little safe haven, you know,
yeah,
in my head space, just because I know, like, in my past, I've easily like fallen into like letting stuff in my life or other people's or the outside world like affected my mood and like being depressed and all this stuff. And I know like what kind of like snowball effect that has on my life. So
I think that's part of the reason why I'm like trying to take up a hobby. Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, moving on from that deep, dark
topic. Yeah.
Remember that invitation I sent you? You should be in attendance. I decided to make, to DIY this whole thing.
You, just you.
Just me. Just me.
We send too much stuff.
We do.
I can't even like, you know, get to any. Oh, I see it. Okay. Wait, is it just for us? Like for girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I reached out to a company.
Mm-hmm.
They quoted me $4,500 and I was like, no. I mean, yeah, but no. So I decided to DIY this whole thing. A bitch has been sewing her own boho pillows.
I saw some on your story. I was like, damn, yeah, that was like pretty good. So,
like, honestly.
So cute.
They're not perfect.
I'm going to need you to do some for Aries. For the Aries.
We also don't have to be perfect.
Yeah, that's kind of like the vibe, I feel like, boho-y too, so.
So I'm like super proud of myself because I'm like writing down how, you know me, I'm a splurger. So I'm trying to like write down how much I've spent on everything. And I'm like trying to stay on budget is hard.
Yeah.
First of all, can we talk about how expensive flowers are?
There's so much.
Flowers
are real and fake.
Yes. Flowers are not cheap. Obviously, I love flowers. So I'm like, you know what? I'm about to go up in somebody's nice, beautiful lawn.
Some rose gardens.
Yep. And just be like, leave a little note like, hey, here's $20. I got you next time I swing around. But I have to take every flower in your yard. I hope you don't mind.
Making little bouquets of people's rose gardens.
Girl, because that's I'm between gas and flowers, a bitch is
trapped. Right. But it's going right over budget.
I'm either gonna be on a bike or having just little grass blades I've collected.
Mm-hmm. Just sprinkle like confetti on the tables.
And plus I'm doing it like by myself. I don't have your brilliant brain.
Yeah, but I'm excited to see what you do.
I am not excited.
How many people are going to be in attendance?
10.
Oh, okay.
No, I think 8.
8, okay. I put it in my calendar.
Yeah.
Not that I wasn't going to come, but I would have just, you know.
Did you send it to Ebony? I think
no.
I did.
No. I didn't send it to Ebony. You might have sent it to Ebony.
I think I did.
I just want to tell you something real quick. This is all I'm going to say, but.
Go now.
Ebony is talking to somebody and.
Is it viable?
Yes. It's like really good, healthy. You guys, just some background. Our friend is single and she's been in some bad relationships and I'm trying to help her like, you know, build healthy ones and try and have like some boundaries and things. And I, you know, anyway, we have a good lead. I'll tell you more about it, but.
Okay. I'm excited to hear about this possible.
Yeah. Possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know what? Let's just talk about this. Not that specifically because our listeners, no offense. I mean, not that they don't care, but like, you know, but in general, like our friends, because who you surround yourself with, and this isn't just your friends, but like, let's say my sister or you or Ebony, like the people who I'm around a lot and like I, you know, tell things to and that you guys tell stuff to me and like a lot of stuff, right? I feel like it can really affect you. Like when you
care.
Yes. Like when you care a lot and like when you don't have the control to make the decisions because it's their life and you love them so much that you wish you could say that you can like, not that you would cut them off, but where normally you'd be like, that's dumb. And I don't I don't support that, but you know that you care about them so much that you're going to support them literally no matter what they do.
You have to watch them sink.
Yeah. But that's very hard to do.
No, it is.
Like, but when you care about somebody. Yeah. And I feel like I've had to do that. And it's like, it's taxing because I feel like when you're connected to somebody and you care somebody about somebody that much, you feel like it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Like they like give you that energy of like when they're upset about something and you're like, God,
yeah,
I don't like, you feel like you're going through it with them, but you're not. And it could be, and I think this could also happen, not just with your friends, but like with your significant other too. You know, when you're trying to help them with something or like deal with something and you're thinking like, I know how we could fix this, but they can't think how you think because they're not like, they're in it differently. And you try, like, you want to help them so bad. And you want to tell them like, it's like somebody is taking a test and you have the answers, but like, they can't see it. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's really hard.
You have to let them feel whatever it is they have to go through.
Yeah, like they have to figure it out.
Like, bro, you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone sees things in their own time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like with through their own lenses and like perspectives.
I have an off-brand question. Do you have a gardener?
Yeah.
Can I use his service?
Mm-hmm.
I need my backyard done.
Yeah. Actually, Ebony's, he's about to redo Ebony's whole front yard, like put new grass and stuff. So
I just need him to come, like, you know, garden.
Do you have grass?
I don't have grass, but I have like the walls like covered in vines. The side of my house has like weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Like sunflowers. I think they are sunflowers.
Yeah, I'll just say, like, he's super cool. I've had him for a long time.
Growing, like, crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
yeah.
Just, like,
you need him to like tend to it.
Yeah, I want him to like come trim what needs to be trimmed. Right. Whatever he can do.
What needs to be killed and like just
yeah.
Give it a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could do that. He's really cool. He's super young. He's like 22, but he's like. So one time. So, okay. A little story about my gardener. I guess my gardener is going to be on our fucking podcast this week. But. Or 2 years ago or whenever I redid my backyard. So I think like close to 2 years ago now. He comes and like, so I get like a few, what are they called? Like quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, cause I needed a fence, like a new, literally everything. So I got a few quotes and he was like I don't even know if he was the cheapest, but I just like liked what he was saying and like the ideas he had. And he was very fair priced. And I thought he was like, by the way he was talking and like, this was his business. He had like a couple workers. He had like a very nice truck and like trailer, you know, for his stuff. And I was thinking he was maybe like close to my age. Like I was thinking, and literally he, I don't know, like maybe when he started, then later he was like, how old do you think I am? Or something like that. And I was like, maybe like 26, like 27. And he was like, I'm 19. And I was just like, sir. And he was like, yeah, you know, like I started like doing this like right when I was 18 and like my dad started helping me, so like I hired him and like it just really like snowballed, like I'm just really good at it, like my dad had taught me how to do it like when I was younger and stuff. And he's like, I just been saving like all my cash to buy like a farm and this and that, right? He was telling me, and I was just like thinking like, man, like this kid is like, and he was like about his shit, like he was like on his workers, but like obviously very respectful, like one was his dad, one was like his fucking cousin or something, you know, like he had some workers. And now Ebony, he does my yard, but I don't really talk to him that much, you know, he just comes once a week and like does my yard. But he went and talked to Ebony to see and do a quote on her yard, and she was like, oh yeah, he told me like he bought a farm with his girlfriend. I was like, damn, this fool like really did it. I'm like, he really was like, this is my plan, and like bam, executed, like 22 years old. Like that's, I wish I was like that. I'm barely starting to execute some plans. I'm 32, you know?
I'm just now learning the definition of self-discipline.
Uh-huh. I'm like, man, I think we're the same in the sense that we have, like, a lot of ideas and a lot of plans. We have problem with the executing of the plans.
Yeah.
Because I think we get, like, overwhelmed. We get, like, overexcited.
I think either we get too excited and then we don't follow through, or we follow through so much that we are like manic.
Yeah. We're like, yeah, we're pretty much one or the other.
I'll take it though.
Yeah. I think
we've executed a few things that I went out with a hitch. And so I am pleasantly surprised.
I also feel like that's like, just because we're so like obsessed with certain things that like, even if it probably could have went bad, we just like didn't allow it to. We were just like, well, I don't care if we're going to be up all night, like doing these stupid things that we said we were going to do, but I guess
we made it happen.
That's what we're going to do. Hopefully we continue to do that, because we have like so many big things coming. I'm so excited.
I mean, I just feel like we will. We've proven, and we're going to do it again.
So what are we, I was going to ask you, because I was going to tell you about mine, but I want to ask you about yours. Like, what's going on with like school? Like, what's the next, like?
I dropped out to be a stripper.
Oh.
I didn't tell you that? What?
Okay, why can't you do both? Why can't you do both?
Well, because I am full-time prostituting.
Okay, yeah.
That was a joke for you, holy fuckers.
You're gonna like clip this and be like,
Ashley's prostituting? Yes, motherfucker. Yes, everything. No, but on the real, for real, for real, for real, a bitch got a lot of school ahead of her. I had to do a 14-month stint in the pen real quick. You know what I'm saying? And then after I do that, I got to pay off this other lawyer and do another 8 to 12 months stint.
Mm-hmm. So 2 years-ish.
Feeling very fun and flirty and confident.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have, because you guys obviously, I mean, you kind of know that we have a beauty studio and that Ashley does do some things there, but she wants to do some more things there. And that's why she has to go to school. Because I don't want to.
Yeah, basically. One of us has to do something.
Yeah, it's going to have to be you.
It's going to have to be you.
Yep, I don't want to do it. 1, 2, 3, not it.
Right. Well, that's okay. I'm ready for it. And you're, what are you working on?
So remember, I was going to do the like advanced skin course. It's called Sodesco. And it's like a very prestigious, like they call it like the Masters of Skin, right?
Yeah,
but there's only like certain places you can get it. I think the only place in there's one in California, which is in San Francisco, and I don't even think there's one in LA. If there is, there's one other one in California, but like it's very like there's only like a few places in the United States that have it. So I was like, cool, there's one in San Francisco, I'm gonna go, because I still have money on like my school stuff from being in the Navy, and I'm like, I don't want to waste it. But I do already like have what I'm going to do, but I do want to like finish something. Right. So like, let me get something that's complements that. So I had signed up and everything, and it was like supposed to start in June 20 something. And literally he emailed me yesterday, the like advisor or whatever, and was like, hey, like I have some bad news. They're not basically, because I got my schooling at a different school. They only like are accepting students that got their esthetician license or like their thing from that school.
Oh.
Even though my school is like very, like very well known. Like I went to Paul Mitchell, like it's very well known, but they're only like taking people from there. Like the owner said. So I'm assuming maybe they had too many applicants. So like they kind of like found a way to like, you know, I don't know. So then yesterday I was like panicking, right? Like, I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Because I already like went, I already like finished school, like for skin. Yeah. So it's like, that was just like the only thing I could do to like enhance it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I don't want to waste the school money. So I decided that I'm going to enroll. It's like a 6-month program, and I'm going to enroll in like personal training.
Oh, dope.
So even literally, like I have no plans to personal train anyone. I just really love fitness. So if I can like learn for myself, you know, some to do something that I love to do instead of one, not using that school money that I earned.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right to me. And we have talked about, like, I've talked about wanting to open like a small gym, like for like mostly women, just to feel like comfortable and like learning how to lift and stuff like that. And I feel like that would be able to like help me achieve that dream if I wanted to later on. So yeah. That's what I think I'm going to do. I think it's going to start in August. It's pretty like low key. It's not like obviously too much work. I'm sure you go to school and like work out clothes.
That's dope though.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
Learn about, you know, muscles.
Right. I'm like, if I can just learn how to like lift, like just like properly and make sure I'm doing everything right, so I don't hurt myself. Like you know, I really like working out, and it's been one of the things that helps like with my mental health.
Yeah.
So it's something I'd like to sustain. So if I could just learn more.
Those workout drinks make me feel like I have done something to my
dude. Mental. So Nick Mott, not sponsored, but Total War, if you want to sponsor us. Nick bought a case on Amazon.
Yeah.
So he's been drinking them every day. He goes to the gym. He's been going with us on his days off, but then he works out at work on his days on.
Yeah.
But we took one yesterday and I was like, dude, this is yeah. And then we went in the steam room in the sauna, and I'm just like, the amount of sweat pouring out of my body, if I don't lose 100 pounds right now,
it's not worth it. It's all a lie.
Not worth it. It's not worth it. Yeah, those things are insane. The one time that dude, you weren't there. But when we first saw Bar at the gym, he had taken one and it was his first time.
He was jacked up, bro.
Dude, he was pacing. We saw him like at least 8 times, like pace from the weight room to the desk to basically go ask the guy, like, what the fuck is in this thing? And then he was like charging his phone behind the desk. Like the guy was like, oh, he needed a charger. So I let him use the charger. And he's like, he kept coming back like 2 minutes later. I was like, is it charged? And he was just like, no, dude. He's like, I feel like I'm on drugs. Like, this is fucking out of control. I was like,
really? Yeah. It's pretty intense. When I took it, I literally put my weights down. I looked at my hands. I go, I'm itching. I'm like,
yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I need a Benadryl because I'm okay. You know, I got them allergies. So mm-hmm. I'm like, Benadryl immediately. He's like, no, babe. He's like, write it out. So I'm like, yep. No. I'm like, now my legs are itching. My lips are itching. No, but I'm allergic to this shit for sure. So now I pick my head up. The room is like vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, bitch.
I can't even. Well, I'm used to pre-workout, and so is Nick. So like, it's not quite as bad, but. Like, if you don't take pre-workout like that, it is, like, I felt like I was a low-key superhero.
Yeah.
Like, low-key, I was, like, I think I could do things that, like, I can't normally do. And you're right, like, everything seems like I've never taken shrooms, but I feel like, you know, like, everything's just a little more, like,
vibrant.
A little more, yeah, it has a little more.
Nothing's, like, talking to you or keeping you out, but. Yeah. Intense. And I was like, what? I'm jacked up, bro, because I don't sweat. I'm not like a sweater. I was drenched. I'm like, okay, what's cocaine is in this?
Yeah,
because bro, this is some crazy shit. But ultimately I worked out really hard, and I was like, I was sore because that day that you guys left, when I met you guys for a booty day or leg day,
yeah
I was late. I like went hard on abs. Hard as fuck on abs.
Oh, when we left, when you came later. Yeah.
I was jacked up.
Well, because you did a little bit of a workout with us, and then you took the green apple one.
Yeah.
You like that one better?
Yeah, it tastes better. The rainbow one is sweet.
Yeah, it is kind of sweet. Like, halfway through, I'm like, oh, it's kind of.
I don't even, halfway through?
Yeah, I drink the whole thing.
I drink, like, maybe 7-8 sips, and then I'm like, bro.
No, you need to just chug the whole thing. You have a higher tolerance now. Come to the gym with us tomorrow.
I'm going to be on the floor. No, I'm coming to the gym. I'm going to be on the floor. I got your text.
No, you're not going to be on the floor. You're going to be like on the walls, like climbing, like a crazy person.
I went to Target and stocked up on more cute.
Me too. I got a new pair of red, like vibrant red leggings. And I got some like olive green ones, and I got this like marble like black and gray marble like sports bra, but like kind of like a crop, like it's like a shirt too, like it's mixed. I'm like, dude, we are literally at the gym, like I'm in gym clothes more than regular clothes, but like because we actually go to the gym, not like just to be cute. Yeah,
not because you're like an athleisure girl,
right? I mean, I am, because that's out of just like laziness.
But that's also your life.
Yeah, but I also like, we work out every day, so I'm like, not on the weekends usually, but.
Well, I'll see you at the gym tomorrow.
See you at the gym.
Oh, I'll meet you guys there. Don't say the time, because creeps might show up.
I know. I'll say, 8 p.m. That's when we're going.
8 p.m.
Okay. Well, anyway, by the time they see this, it's going to be a totally different day. So who cares? Okay.
Well, anyway, I'll see the gym tomorrow.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us this week.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. Bye.